Minister, a lot has happened to the fishing communities in recent times, with very little debate in here, really, and that probably says a lot about how our communities are thought of in this House. We have had the shambles of the Brexit negotiations and the complete lack of attention from the government on fisheries, the fiasco of the weighing investigation court case and the impact that this has had on fishing, both pelagic and demersal. Then there is the ongoing treatment of foreign workers within our fishing fleet, which is not only a serious employment issue but a significant human rights issue as well. On Brexit, the Department, Minister and the Government showed a complete lack of interest in what was happening to the extent that they have allowed other EU nations, supposedly our partners, to reap the best of a bad deal for themselves, and we have been left with the bad and the worst of that deal. Sadly, our Minister shows no interest in actually trying belatedly to deal with the issue. It even shows when the Department, as the deal was being made, didn't even know what vessels were fishing, what Irish vessels were fishing in English waters, despite this being discussed for 3 years in advance of the deal. The fiasco of the weighing system and how it has been dealt with the Department and the SFPA is a telling case in point as well. Why is it that rather than deal with supposed wrongdoers, the SFPA and the Department damn all of the industry? Surely the thing to do would be to deal with the problems and let everyone else work on. We have had the crazy situation where the pelagic industry has had to take a judicial review to get a fair hearing in relation to a solution to the problem because the SFPA would not or could not make a decision. How does a judicial review read with the statement of the SFPA, the recent Oireachtas Committee, where they said that they consult with the industry at all times on all matters? I beg to differ, and I think the record shows that this statement is an untruth, because apparently we can't say in here that it's a lie. We continue to be left with the treatment of the whitefish fleet and the weighing disaster. For example, look at how monkfish have been treated when they land in order to get an accurate weight. If the ice is not removed fully, that will be taken as the weight of the fish and the boat will lose out. But they don't matter really, it seems. That certainly is the way that fishermen feel, and I have to say, I don't disagree with them. Why is it that the SFPA, if they have a job to do, cannot work with the fishermen to achieve the aim? There is an attitude, apparently, that they're all out to do the system, and so we will behave that way as well. But the problem is that the system has always outdone the fishermen. The root of all these problems can be found in our negotiations to join the EEC as it was then. But then, according to Gareth Fitzgerald, they never treated us badly again as they treated fishing and fishing rights on our accession to the EEC. The reality is, and it can't be said often enough, that they didn't have to treat us badly again, because we became net contributors to the EEC on the day we joined. Sadly, we also have to discuss and acknowledge how fishermen have been treated as well. I believe it is a great shame of the fishing industry that foreign fishermen have been maltreated across the sector. It should not be. But sadly, when we look at how in the past Irish fishermen were treated, it is hardly surprising. All fishermen and workers should be treated with respect. They should be offered proper paying conditions, and that are the least that any worker deserves. It is when our fishing communities can look to the government to support them and help them to grow that we will see rural Ireland grow and survive. When communities can look to official support and proportionate rules, we then could have an industry that supports all in rural Ireland. And that is not too much for anyone to ask, and I think that's all that the fishermen are asking for at this stage. And I would do you well, Minister, to listen to what they're saying and get the Department and the SFPA on board and working with the fishermen rather than working against the fishermen. But that's unfortunately the way things are in the industry at the moment, and that is the root of the problem. But ultimately, the root of the problem lies in our accession to the EU and what happened at that time. And unless we deal with that, and we deal with that through the negotiations on the Common Fisheries Policy next year or whatever, but unless we actively deal with that and an Irish government goes to Europe and says that they're going to deal with this and deal with it properly, this problem will be ongoing, unfortunately. Thank you.